Good day, my good black family. Welcome to my podcast. It is I and I, your host, Tumisho, aka Suwetu, and I'm broadcasting live from South Africa. Today, we are going to talk about the medical symbol we are using, but we don't know, some of us don't know the meaning of it. Now let's get on to it. The medical insignia of the two serpent around the pole has a very interesting origin. It originated from the ancient Sumerian symbol for alchemy. Some call this symbol Kundalini. Kundi means to bend. Kunda means a coil or spiral. These words come from a Sanskrit origin. In ancient times, the serpent was a symbol of the latent power within a being. It shows that the third eye is open. These powers that mortals have not yet developed are also called by some chi. I tell you this, for it is important that you learn and have a proper guidance in order to travel in this cosmic energy and not enter into doors you may never find your way out. Before you even start to practice attuning yourself to the cosmos, it is necessary to follow certain fundamentals that will lead you into a pure state. Achieving by healing forces which can be directed by a student of the mystics. Now in life, if there is a disturbance in the mind, the astral body, the distribution of life force energy to the associated energy center will be disrupted and imbalances may occur that could lead to diseases in the areas wherein life force is deficient or overabundant. This is the basis of the mind-body connection spoken about so much in the current New Age and alternative healing discussions. For example, anger, mental disturbance affecting the third energy center will result in the liver withholding and secreting too much bile, and the stomach secreting too much acid or not enough, resulting in physical illness. In order for life force to be in harmony and function properly, the mind needs to be in harmony, peace and ease instead of dis-ease. Also evident from the above flow chart is that even higher than affecting diseases at the mental level, the astral body is affecting it at the soul level. This is most effectively done through the practice of meditation. Thus, true freedom from stress can only come when there is a proper lifestyle which provides for the needs of the body, mind, and soul. Therefore, the practices of cleansing the mind from negative thoughts, meditation, and right action are extremely important in promoting health, which is dependent to a great extent on a subtle aspect of the personality, mind, and soul. These mental powers are raised from chi, which are the 12 centers known in the Hindu faith as the 12 cobras of the mind. If you learn how to bring this energy up to the centers, it will reopen what is known as the third eye or your inner eye. The masters of the old had full use of their latent powers as well as the other powers. For example, Jesus was a chemist. He studied medicine, mathematics, and sciences. He also told his followers, as I tell you, that they also had these powers. Another was Ezekiel, who told his followers of the celestial vehicles of which he knew about. He explained to them that through the utilization of their chakras, the seeds of energy within them, they would be able to break the gravitational force which now imprison you and keep you bound to the physical realm instead of releasing you into your pure state. As you all know, a human being has 7 chakras. So you must realize that there is more than mortals than just 5 senses. I know that you have the extrasensory perception or extra senses, which I have explained to be channeling of electrical waves. As previously mentioned, mortals have found out recently about the astral body, the aura, and the connection with beings outside of this planet. Archaeologists just now concluded that the pyramids were not just built by men, for there is too much mathematics involved in their construction. They are realizing that there was a highly intelligent generation of people who had mental powers and educated geniuses. It has been known for millions of years, yet mortals are just discovering these facts. Remove yourself from the cares of this world, for a cosmosan has no worries, and his sole concern is omnipotent. Do you see that the simpler your life is, the more love you generate? For you have not concerned yourself with the physical commodities or the classification of societies which only breed greed and selfishness. Divine love is waiting to be brought to the surface. It is moving inside you. It is brilliantly green. Essence that is stirring and wanting to come out. You don't have to wait to be a good person. You are a good person inside. Take a look, be honest with yourself, and you will become aware of the beauty that lies inside. Look at your brothers and sisters and see the good in them. How can anybody be bad if we are part of all? The oversoul of the galactic heavens inside of him. Let love dwell within your being and you will begin to love others. The key that will take you to the other realms is now available to you, the seeker of the divine connection, the link that will strengthen your inner being. I speak the language of men so that you may understand the greater mysteries. The doors you are about to enter are the threshold to the psychic that rekindle the spirit self or the spiritual self. As you journey with me, you will feel the spiritual energies that flow with that flow through you, thus revitalizing your physical vessel with your new life. Many have already taken the first step towards the emanating rays into the corridors of the ancient mysteries. Don't wait until the key is returned to its keeper. Remember what happened in the city of Mu. Reflect on the reality that what happened before will happen again. And if you are not prepared to deal with this reality, pass this pamphlet on to another being, who in turn may be waiting for the opening of the cosmos. Fear not ignorance as you walk into intellect. The sacred writings are ready to be rediscovered. Will you be of the chosen, or will you prefer to be like those who rejected the masters of the old, denying divine teaching, seeking only to gratify your physical needs? Do you want to remain as stones, too hard to receive divine love, conforming to your terrestrial bondage? You have a very prophetic descendancy. You have millions of years of knowledge of the mystical realm, as well as a scientific knowledge at your fingertips. You are as the lotus flower whose petals are opening to the sun. Remember, only the buds are ready will blossom. I'm sorry, let me repeat that. Remember, only the buds that are ready will blossom. And if you wait too long, you may be one of those that may never bloom. At this point, you are that cosmos who has traveled in the world seeking the truth in this very horizontal knowledge. Now, through the ancient mystic order of the Melchizedek, whose mission is to bring you out of your physical chains, you have found the spot and you are ready to blossom and make the vertical contact, the contact with the heavens. I will take you to the next step. I will take you to a marriage with the heavens, so that you may develop those powers and move towards the path of becoming a celestial being. I am sent to you with a torch on this ignorant road of life. Stay close to me by the hand of the Melchizedek. I invite you to enter the gates of the ancient mystic order of the Melchizedek, like the masters of the old who called upon their devotees. Enter the gates and discover your latent powers. Be of the celestial beings. And this is it. As I like to say, know who you are and know what you are. And who you are and what you are represents you. Who are you? Are you a celestial being or a terrestrial being? In coming more episode, we'll talk more and you will find out who are you. And this is it from me, Tumisho, aka Soweto. If you are a new follower, please follow. Please share and like. Now, peace, love, peace out.